Open Windows, April the 22nd. The Blessedness of the Unoffended. Blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Matthew 11, verse 6. The Word of God does take account of the possibility of our being offended with him. It does not say anywhere that the possibility should never arise and will never arise. The Lord has nowhere said that we shall never have any occasion for being offended with him. He has indicated that there will be plenty of opportunities for so stumbling at him, falling over him, coming down because of him, if you like, crashing because of him. There will be plenty of occasions or opportunities for doing so. He has never said that it will never be so. It is as well for us to recognize that. The Lord sent no word of rebuke to poor John the Baptist in the prison when he was perilously near to being offended with the Lord because of his situation. The Lord was not hard on John because of his question. He might, had he been another, have said, "But John, did you not point me out as the Lamb of God? Did you not proclaim me as the one, the Messiah? Haven't you preached about me to multitudes? Have you not made the strongest declaration and affirmations as to what you believe about me? And here you are asking a fundamental question about me. John, what's gone wrong with you?" Oh, no, nothing like that. The Lord knows our frame, that we are dust. And the Lord, I am saying, takes account of this ever-present possibility in our weakness of being offended with him. But he does not attach to this matter a particular blessedness if we don't crash over the stumbling block of his ways with us. And in addition, blessed is he whoever shall not be offended in me.